previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
South Africa is within touching distance of an end to load shedding. That's according to Electricity Minister Kgosietsho Ramakgopa at a media briefing. We're now just short of 140 days without load shedding, most of which occurred during winter. Ramakgopa reported that Eskom has managed to do better than its winter target of keeping breakdowns at 14,000 megawatts to avoid load shedding. He noted that a further 2,500 megawatts is due to be added to the grid this year, including 800 megawatts from Medupi Unit 4, 800 megawatts from Kusile's Unit 6, and 980 megawatts from Kuberg's Unit 2. Sasol is to take a 55.1 billion rand hit when it reports its year-end figures shortly. In a statement to the market, Sasol says the bulk of the impairment charge comes from its US business, whose expansion has added to challenges that range from depressed chemicals prices to lowering carbon emissions. Sasol says it's going to report a net loss after tax of 55.8 billion rand, with 345.5 billion net of tax on its Chemicals America value chain unit. Sasol's share down 1.35% at the close. Another company warning at the start of the week was Supergroup, which focuses on logistics, fleet management and dealerships. It says it expects headline earnings per share to fall by between 20% and 30% to end June, mainly as a result of an excess of vehicles in economically constrained Germany. Supergroup's Supply Chain Africa division has been hit by the performance of industrial and commodity transport businesses, which have seen a significant decrease in coal export volumes, border delays and slow turnaround times at South African ports. Regarding impairments and write-downs, Business Day has an interesting summary of the situation vis-à-vis the JSE. The past year, says the report, has seen write-downs exceeding 250 billion rand due to ineffective strategies, costly acquisitions and a sharp drop in platinum group metals prices. Anglo American tops that infamous chart with its cash-sapping fertilizer plant in the UK. On the markets, the JSE began the week by dipping into negative territory just. The All Share was down at the close 0.2%, the top 40 down 0.1%. London's FTSE was up 0.5%. In New York, the Dow closed down 0.4%. The S&P 500 flat. The Nasdaq up 0.2%. Tokyo this morning up 2.2%. Hong Kong down 0.1%. Sydney up 0.25%. The US dollar steady at 109 to the euro. The rand at 18.24 to the dollar. 19.95 to the euro. 23.31 to sterling. Gold at 2,464. Platinum 939. Bitcoin just over 59,000. And Brent crude oil just over $81.50 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.